Hey.
What's up? All right. Welcome to a new edition of Conversation Nation. I really need to work on that name. I need to get another name for that. And some interest and some intro music. Let me know in like the comments or in a direct message or something like that what like some title names or intro music suggestions or whatever that you would like to hear.
You can
So
criticize, say do better, you know anything.
thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's not gonna go badly. Welcome to a new episode. We try to do these weekly, bi-weekly, tri-weekly. I pretty much just do them whenever I feel like doing them,
We
which is
try
not
it on
good.
here. We try.
First discussion of the night, is the customer always right? Nikki, I'm gonna let you go first. Is the customer always right?
H to the do H to the E double L, because no, just no, just no. No, the customer is never right.
I wouldn't say never. I don't feel. I feel like is the customer always right? Fuck no, hell no. For those of you that don't know, I work in retail now. I used to be in the Navy, but I work in retail now. I am a store manager and trainer at Hibbett Sports out in Roebuck in Alabama, and I worked in retail before. I worked at Target. I worked at Academy, a sporting goods store. If you don't know. And I worked at Walgreens before I went to the Navy. And there have been many times where, and I'm not gonna lie, a lot of the time it's just women that come in there with an attitude. Like you walk in the door with an attitude.
What I
And
work
then
in
take it out on the
customer
people
service
who
for,
work in there.
not all the time, because I work for customer service for like an oil company. So a lot of the attitude that I get is from entitled ass men. Like they think they own the world just because they were born. So no, they're just not right. They think that like discounts fall from the sky, or that they've been with us for, it could be 6 months to 30 years. They feel like they should get $100 discount, a discount off a service agreement, deserve the world, and they saw a coupon that fell on their patio step that said Lowe's or said a company, and they were like, you know what? I deserve that.
That's
It's
pretty much how it is. That's pretty much how it is working at Hibbett Sports. Because all mainly what we sell are shoes, but we got clothes in there too. And it's pretty much common knowledge. If you work at a place, then you get a discount. And as far as retail goes, if you work at a certain place, then you get a discount. So we get a discount off everything in the store, unless it's like a launch shoe, and a launch shoe would be anything that just came out within the past 10 days. And the number one thing I hate is I'm ringing somebody up, and this come from black people. I'm ringing somebody up, and then they come up and, "Hey man, let me use your discount." No, you can't use my fucking discount. And I tell them the same thing every time. Like, yeah, I'll let you use it if I want to get fired, if I want to lose my job. Like,
Oh
no.
my God.
And
No, he's
these will be the same people that talk about how they always had a native Jordan, and they always talk about how much money they got, and then the first thing they do is, "Let me use your discount." No, you got all the money. Pay all this damn money for these shoes. The hell?
No, we did had a guy that tried to get a discount. Like he used to work there, but he done retired and everything, and then signed up with us like I don't know, a couple of months, a year back. And I was like, you didn't work for us. It was like 10 years after he signed up, and he left us like 10 years ago. I was like, you can't try to take an employee discount and you weren't even an employee for like 10 years. Like, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. It was like, you know what? I worked here. It was 10 years ago. Now I'm a customer. You get that regular ass customer discount. Just your regular ass customer discount. That's what you get.
This is what I don't get about some people. This is the reason why I say, this is the reason why I say it's mostly women, because there are times where women will come in the store and they get upset. We got a lot of women that work at my store, and women will automatically just feel like some of the girls at my store are giving them attitude. And I'm like, no, like they'll come to me while they're not there. Like, we have an assistant manager that's a woman, and people will wait until like she's not at work one day, and then I'm ringing them up, and they'll be like, well, you know, that other girl, because she was pregnant, she just had a baby, but she was pregnant during this time. Like, that other girl, the one that's pregnant with the things in her hair and stuff, and she gets all kinds of attitude every time I come in. I'm like, no, she don't. Her face just looks like that. Like, she don't get attitude.
Resting bitch face. Stop being mean.
And what does it matter? Like, I wish people would stop. If you go to any place to buy something, your purpose is to go in there, buy what you're going to get, and get out. What I don't understand is people get irritated for some reason and have to mention when people don't smile or when they don't speak to them. I don't need you to speak to me when I go in your store. I don't care. I hate when I walk in Walgreens. Hey, welcome to Walgreens. How you doing? Why you care how I'm doing?
But they want that.
Why does it matter?
Some customers want that.
Yeah, they really do. There are people that have gotten really pissed off at us when we don't speak, or when they feel like we don't speak. Because a lot of... Huh?
I was like, you don't get paid to speak unless you need any help.
Well, at Hibbett, we're supposed to speak and ask them if they need help with anything. But I feel like that only came about because, you know, people do all these questionnaires and focus groups and stuff like that. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, I think it'd be nice if people would speak to me when I come in there. It's like coming into somebody's house. No, but this ain't my house.
It's a store.
It's a fucking store.
Like, it's not. It's a store.
And to be quite honest, I get quite irritated when people start coming in there. Why you got to buy shoes here, man? Why don't you go to Foot Locker or something? We're going to come in here today. I don't want you coming in here buying no damn shoes.
Go down the Finish Line. God damn.
It don't make sense because, you know, the store has to make money so that they can pay me and everybody else. But, like, I don't know. Like, it would be, I know, it irritates me because I know what it could be, because 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to make it complicated. You just buy shoes. Just buy the shoes you like.
Why do people make it so complicated? Like, it's the simplest thing.
Because in their mind, it's not complicated. I've had people, these are the top 5 things that people do at my store that I hate. I hate, in no particular order. I hate when people come in the store and the first thing they ask is, where are the newest J's that you have? What's the newest model Jordan that you did? What's the most recent Jordan that just came out? Like, why? Why you need that one?
They're all the same.
I wouldn't say they're all the same, but it's like, you're going to get in the shoe based on this newness. Just buy a shoe. Buy the shoe that you like. Look around. Go, okay, I like this shoe. I like how it looks. I got a lot of clothes that match with it. I want this one. Do you have this one in whatever size I need? Like, why not that? Why you got to get the newest model joint? But that's how it is down here in Alabama, because if we could, we would change our state flag from a white flag with a red X on it to just a pair of Jordans. That's all people really care about. Like, they just want Jordans. If you got on a good, and then the crazy thing is, no one really has any individuality for real. People down here have argued with me on this, but it's true. I don't care what nobody says. It's true. There's no real individuality here in Alabama. Well, in Birmingham. I won't say in Alabama because I don't know about other parts. But pick any weekend where some type of Jordan just came out, and 9 times out of 10, you go downtown, you go to any club, you'll see like 5 or 6 people with the same shoes on. The exact same shoes. Like, I saw it when it was the cement 10s. And I only know that it was the cement 10s because I was at work that day. And I went out to the movies that night. Matter of fact, I think it was when Black Panther came out. And later on, I went to like a food truck, and it was guys waiting outside the food truck. And I saw like 3 guys out there. None of the 3 guys knew each other. They all had the same shoes on.
That is sad.
And the killer, and the worst part about it is, in my store, when they're in there and they get the shoes and they matching it up with different clothes and stuff, the number one thing I hear them say is, "Oh, I'm gonna kill them with this." How you gonna kill them? They got the same thing. So what y'all gonna do? Kill each other? Like,
nah.
Y'all gonna kill each other with the clothes? Like, he got the same thing on. That don't make no sense. I hate when people come in my store and don't know what size they wear. Or you got kids and you don't know what size your kids wear.
I mean, kids grow. I'm guilty of that sometimes because I don't know the size of my brother. But that's my brother. So I be like,
But there are some people that don't know at all. Like, what size shoe that is you got on, boy? Take your shoe off and see what size it is. You don't know. You didn't buy that. You didn't look at any point in time and see. I hate when people come in and trying to get a shoe for somebody, but they don't know the size of that person, which is normal. But the person ain't in the store with them. Not me and you got to guess the size of this person's shoe that I've never met.
No, that is gold, though. You know what I hate? I freaking hate that you have, when customers come up to you and they think that you know what they're thinking. Like, I bought something yesterday and it was, I want to buy the same thing. It's like yellow and small. Do you know the name of it, ma'am? No, but I know it's, it looks like this and it's roundish. And like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know. And
they do that.
I don't know.
They do that when they call. They do that when they call my store and they try to describe a shoe to me. Like, yeah, man, it was orange and black, and it had a circle at the top, and it's got like a little dangly thing on the back of it. Like, you know what I'm talking about? No,
I don't.
No, I don't.
I really
I have no idea what you mean.
Start getting upset. Like, I want to speak to your manager. You don't know. And I'm like, you make zero sense.
Oh, see, that's great for me because when they get to being dumb and they go, "Where's your manager at?" And I go, "Oh, I'm right here." What you need?
I be like, yeah,
I love it.
Here's the manager for you, which is going to give you the same dumbass look that right. I'm giving you, because use the dumb one.
You haven't worked at a shoe store though. When people return shoes and the shoes be dirty, don't come bring me shoes with a wording on the inside of the shoe was already worn out. With grass and stuff on the inside, and you want to? He only wore it once. What did he do,
nigga? He went freaking rock climbing.
Climbing rocks.
He went rock climbing, Mike.
Like, come on. Like, stop that, please. I've had people refuse to leave the store because I wouldn't exchange a shoe that was dirty. That they try to exchange or return or something like that. Then the shoplifters, people come in trying to steal. Stop trying to steal from these stores.
You catch people like, stealing and then you get irate and upset. Like, bitch, I see you steal. Like, I saw you grab
something. You trying to steal. Hey, you mad.
You mad because I caught you stealing and now you be like, oh no, I have money. What are you trying to say? You got money, but you still stole that. That doesn't prove anything, but you still in the stealing ass motherfucker. That's it. That's all that's proven.
You got money, and the only thing that proves is that you just stealing unnecessarily. Like, you got money, pay for that shit then. Why is it in your pocket?
Why is it in your pocket? And I'm like, you know who's the biggest thieves? Old ass ladies.
Oh no. Not in my store.
In a sneaker store, when I tell you working in retail, old ass ladies are the biggest stealers. When I tell you they be putting stuff in their big ass purse, their big ass grandma bags, and then you're like scanning everything, and you're like, ma'am, I saw you put like 3 nails in your purse and some bolts. I'm gonna have to scan that.
Right.
And they're like, oh, what do you mean? I didn't put anything in my purse.
That's how they sound?
Yes.
That's how they sound, just like that.
That's exactly how they sound. That's my interpretation of old ass ladies.
Okay. I'm just checking.
My acting on A1 right now. But that's exactly how. And then you're like, because you asked them to open the bag and, oh, look at the merchandise that I just said that you didn't say you didn't steal. It's clearly right there in your bag.
Right.
We have to scan that. Oh, I don't like this store anyway. Y'all are rude, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
I just had something like that just happened to me yesterday. I was at, well, it didn't happen to me, but I witnessed it. I was at work and with me, another store manager in training at our store, and then my store manager. I'm putting clothes on a mannequin, and this lady had come in with her son, and she was going to exchange some shoes, and everything was fine. I don't know what the situation was. I think she had used a coupon before or something like that, and she was trying to get credit for it, which she probably would have gotten credit for it, but she was talking to the other store manager in training who was ringing her up. And then my store manager goes up, and I think she had an issue with it, but she wasn't making a scene. She was just like, well, I don't understand how I can't get it or something like that. And the store manager walked up, and all he said was, hey, just cool down for a second. What's going on? And then she just went off on him. and she just flew off the handle. I don't have to take this shit. And I'm not coming back in here no more. Don't worry about it. Just give me my money back. I just want my money back. I'm just looking up there like, what's wrong with her? Like,
wow.
He just told her to calm down and ask what was going on. Like, that was it. And she went off on him. And she left the store and looked at me and was, because I talked to her when she first came in there, and she was all nice and stuff. And she looked at me and was like, you need to tell your manager that he need to learn how to talk to his customers. And I laughed like so hard on the inside when I know one of us is in the right and the customer is in the wrong, and then they threaten to call like customer service or something like that, because I know like, oh, you finna like a whole idiot right now.
Pretty
you
much
think you're about to get your way and you're not, because a lot of the time we get a lot of people trying to get over on us.
Right. I feel like that's a lot of customers. They act like toddlers. That's my thought on some customers.
People lose their mind when they go in stores. People take their brain out of their head and sit it outside the door and then walk in the store.
I swear to God, I honestly think that. I swear. I think the second they walk in, their mind just vanishes. It's just oblivion. It goes, that's it.
Yeah, like... We have a policy that if you're using a debit card, then you know you don't have to ask. It don't matter how much you're paying for it. You don't have to. We don't have to ask you for ID. But if you're using credit, if you're buying like a pair of socks, we got to ask you for ID, because we've had people come in there and try to and have like a stolen credit card and try to use it in. And before, we didn't ask for ID, and people would be buying all kinds of shoes and stuff on a stolen credit card. And then we had somebody call up there and was like, hey, you know, somebody bought a bunch of shoes with my card and stuff. You know, they didn't blame us for it, but we decided at that point, okay, we're going to start asking people. So we don't want to help people who've stolen who are using a stolen credit card. And anybody else wouldn't have an issue with that. Nobody else would have an issue with that. But for some reason, we get all the customers that get angry when we ask them, like, oh, how dare you ask me for my ID when I'm using this card and try to make sure that I'm not somebody that's stealing credit cards. Like, how do you get mad? Like, I told one dude got mad. I told him, I was like, all right, man, so I'm not gonna ask you for no ID. So next time, if you get your credit card stolen, they come in and try to buy like 10 pairs of shoes on your credit card, I won't ask them either. Because according to you, that's disrespect. So I don't want to disrespect nobody. So hopefully you don't get your credit card stolen ever.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing. But like, I swear, being that I work in customer service on the phone, like I'll ask the customer as per usual. Like this is something I do on every single phone call. I ask, okay, what's your phone number to pull up your account? I get. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to give you my phone number? It's the only way I can pull up your account. I can't look at any information. You want to know your balance? Good. I would be glad to show you your balance, but there's nothing on my screen currently to tell me who the hell you are. So thus far, I have to ask for your information. And the last thing I want is to be like, you should know this already. We have like over 3,000 customers in this area. Right. I'm sorry, I don't know. No. And then when they get their phone number, I'd be like, okay, so what's your name and address? Oh my God. I'm asking.
That's how they sound?
That's exactly how they sound. I'm telling I acted on A1 today.
They about to throw up on the phone today. I mean, on the phone with you.
This is going to vomit. I swear, that's exactly how they sound. They get so frustrated, and you heard them huff and puff. And I'm like, the way they sound, you would think that I am actually pulling out their kidney. Like, you think they're actively trying to take one of their bodily organs and then sell it on eBay. Like, that's exactly how it sounds. And I'm not asking for something serious. I'd be like, hey, can I have your phone number and, you know, your name and address? And then I'll have everything I need. But I get a huff and puff, and they blow down my hopes and dreams with their attitude.
Well, since your acting is on A1 today, we're going to go ahead and go to the second subject, and which is, I'm going to call it Story Time with Nikki. Go ahead, because you got a story you want to tell everybody. So go ahead. Let's go.
Story time. Okay. So I was chilling.
I'm going to get some music for this, too, whenever we have story time. I'm going to get some music for this.
Yeah, story time. But story time. So I was on my way to the all-you-can-eat buffet, you know, with my daughter and my sister and other family members. And my sister started talking about the snow outside, right? And I was like, she was just like talking about the snow. And I was like, okay, interesting. And then she says, wow. So she was like, the snow is fake. The snow is completely fake because we never had
snow. Excuse me?
Yeah, she said the snow was completely fake. So because we had a couple of days ago, we had a like winter storm watch. Mm-hmm. We had, I would say like 6 to 8 inches of snow. Mm-hmm. After we got the snow, it rained. So it warmed up and started raining. So after we got the snow, it turned into rain. And then after it stopped raining, everything turned into ice. So on top of the snow is ice. Just a slate of ice. Just a slate of ice from the rain. And it's cold, so it's frozen. So she's saying, oh, it's fake. She said, it's fake. She was like, this is completely fake. Snow never looked like this. The government did it. It's the government. The government made fake snow. I was like, Taya, why would the government, you know, I mean, they do make up the wildest stories about a lot of things, but why would they make fake snow? I'm pretty sure they have higher priorities. She's like, no. I have a video of the fact of the government making fake snow. And she showed me the video, and I was like, Taya, that's hail. That's definitely hail. She's like, no, this is the government with their fake snow. Snowflakes have descriptive patterns, and each pattern is different. And this is just all of the same pattern. I was like, yeah, that's hail. That is.
So your sister doesn't know the difference between snow and hail.
I don't know. She's about to turn 18. She's graduating this year, so I'm concerned about her. I worry so about her.
All right. All righty then.
conspiracy theory. I couldn't get it behind. I feel like anything else, I could be like, you know what? Maybe the government did that. But yeah.
These days, though, like,
Stop.
I guarantee you, it's somebody else in the world that feel the same way. She's probably not alone.
I feel
There's
like
some
she's.
wild, there's some wild conspiracy theories out there. That's probably among the tamer ones. Tamer, I mean the more tame ones.
Probably. I feel like if it was okay, the government is trying to distract us. So you know what they do? They let off a storm for 2 days and then have it disappear. And I'd be like, you know what? You're right. Something was about to go down and now I don't know what it was because of the storm. Like that's something I think I would be able to agree with. But just to be like, yep, the government made fake snow. It's something the government did. I wouldn't be like, yep, yep, the government definitely made fake snow. I could get behind that because that is foolishness. Straight foolishness.
Right, well, moving on.
Yeah.
Third subject of the day is going to be prepare yourself for this. The feminization of the black man. Yes, that is a real thing that people say. I personally think it's bullshit. I don't believe in it. I hate when people bring it up because you see it a lot on Instagram and well, social media in general. You see a lot of people talking about how all people trying to feminize the black man and like first of all, let me explain to you where this comes from. So there are people out there in the world who feel like black men in movies and TV and any kind of artistry that can be reached by the masses are being feminized. Like if a black man takes a role in a TV show or a movie where he has to play a gay person or a transsexual or yeah, Madea when Martin plays his mom or Shanae on his TV show or something like that when he played Big Mama, like they like the main ones that they point out lately have been you ever seen what's the name of that show? Lip Sync Battle.
Oh, with LL Cool J is the host.
Right.
Yes, I have.
the first time I saw someone having an issue with somebody being on that show was I think Tay it was an episode where Taye Diggs was on, and I forget who he was because usually this is how it goes. It's usually a guy and a girl celebrity because they've been having celebrities on. It's usually a guy, a man and a woman, and in the beginning they'll lip sync like different songs. The guy will lip sync a song performed by a guy. The woman will lip sync a song performed by a woman or something like that. And then close to the end, they're trying to win the game because it's a competition and they're trying to win. So usually they'll switch it up and the guy will lip sync a song that's usually performed by a woman. And then the woman would do the same. She'll lip sync a song that's performed by a guy, something like that, most of the time. And I forget who Taye Diggs was going up against, but I think his song that he did at the end was like Madonna or something like that, and he was dressed up like Madonna.
I feel like I did see.
And
I feel like I saw that. And he killed
I saw it.
it.
I saw it myself for the first time. I just laughed at it. I was like, okay,
Because it was
it's
supposed to be
funny.
comical.
Because it's competition. It's comical. It was funny. You know what I'm saying? It didn't make me want to go gay. It didn't make me want to go wear women's clothes. Like, this is like, okay. All right. And I kept going. But then I started seeing it more and more. And then I started seeing people talking about, oh, this, look at this coon ass nigga. Or look at this the feminization of the black man. And look at him. He's probably a closet gay man and stuff. I was like, why you gotta be closet gay? Because he went on a show. Because he went on a TV show and dressed up like Madonna and performed her song on a TV show. Like, that's stupid. Then I remember I got into a debate with somebody on Facebook about it. And like right after that debate, I saw another clip of Channing Tatum on that same show.
He
And
was
he dressed up like Beyonce. And then Beyonce came out and sang with him, and everybody loved it. I thought that one was hilarious.
as fuck. No
That
lie.
one was hilarious to me.
That was
And
funny. He was a good.
I didn't hear, all I saw was people talking about how funny it was and how great it was and all that stuff. And then I posted it myself, and I was like, I went to him, and I went to the same person I got into the debate with, and I tagged him in it, and I was like, oh, you don't have a problem with this though, right? He was like, no, because that's a white man. He's not part of my people. I told him straight up, I said, look, man, if I could slap you right now, I would. Like, I swear to God, I would. Because you sound stupid.
Sound dumb.
Like, you can't be, because all of this comes from people being right, like people thinking that white people are trying to do this to black people to try to eliminate black people. That's where it comes from. They think that this is one of those tactics that people do to try to eliminate black people, because people say that about abortions too. They say that about abortion. They say that abortion is a way of getting rid of black people because they know that black people are the ones that are the one race that has the most abortions, which I don't know whether that's true or not, to be honest with you. But it's still dumb because people do what they want to do. You can give people the option to have an abortion, but if they don't want to have one, they won't.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
And the same thing, like if you made abortions illegal and bitch want to get an abortion, she's still gonna get an abortion, legal or not.
right, so my thing was like, you can't be the thing that you hate. You can't be upset with certain white people because they're racist, but then you want to be that way too. Oh, my people don't need to be on this show dressing up like women, but they can do it, and I'm gonna laugh at them. White people can do it, and I'm gonna laugh at them and call them gay for it. Like, I don't think people realize, like, black people are the only race that we call each other gay all the time. Like it's an insult.
Nigga, you gay. Like
Like,
in the
we're
Boondocks.
the only ones. We're the only ones. Like, white people don't beat up other white people for being gay. Like, it don't, like, it happens, but it don't happen as often as you do with black people.
No, it doesn't happen as often.
It happens, but it don't happen that often.
Yeah, you
It don't happen that often like that. Most of the time, white people see somebody gay, it's like, oh, he gay.
No, unless you complete homophobe.
There are some like that, but it's not as prevalent with white people as it is with black people. It's really not. You had a rapper,
Black folks.
Elton John spent, as far as I know, has spent the better part of his career as a public gay man. Like, everybody knew he was gay for the better part of his career. Let a rapper right now come out and say he gay.
Say Future.
Let any rapper right now come out and say he gay. Every other rapper, I was gonna say gonna be on his ass, but probably not. Every other rapper Every other rapper is gonna probably they're gonna probably make diss tracks about him and shit. They're gonna use him, use his name and other shit. Like,
but I'm just saying he would have the ultimate diss track because he could just say he fucked all of them. That's why they on his dick now. And it would shut everybody up.
But it's dumb. And the most recent case of this was Boris Kodjo and his wife. They went on lip sync battle. I think he dressed up like, I forget who he dressed up as, but he dressed up as a female artist and performed her song. And then I knew it was going to happen. I went to his Instagram because I follow him and his wife on Instagram. I went to his Instagram and looked in his comments on it because he posted a clip of it on Instagram. And people was in his comments like, oh my God, I can't believe you did it. I'm unfollowing you. And oh my God, I can't believe it. People were calling him gay. I'm like, do you see his wife?
She's gorgeous.
Do you see his wife? You think that man is gay? Like, you stupid. I can't even come up with a worse word for stupid. I would use it. Like, that man is not gay. No, just stop calling people gay. Even if he was, it don't matter. Why do you care? Why do you care about this, whether this man gay or not?
They have to meddle into people's social life.
I tell people right now, and if you around kids and you listening to this right now, you might want to either turn it down or move them out of the room. I give you time. Okay, that's enough time. Yeah. I tell you right now, I could put on a dress today, right this very second. I could put on panties, a bra, and a dress right now. I'd still be straight as a motherfucker. Clothes don't make my
confidence, masculinity. I feel like people were weak. I don't know. Weak-minded men.
That shit is in your head, man. Like, I can have all that shit on right now and see my girl stand in front of me with no clothes on, walk up to me and say she want to have sex. My dick gonna be rock fucking hard in them panties. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's stupid. Just because a man put on women's clothes and go on a TV show and perform a song by that woman who wears those types of clothes, they're all he gay. You stupid. Like, I can't stand that shit, man. I cannot stand it. For the life of me, I cannot stand it. Like, need some of the same type of guys that don't get taught how to take rejection from a woman. These are the same type of guys that when they talk to a woman in the club or something like that and ask for a number and she say no, they get mad. Well, fuck you then, bitch, and all this shit. Like, this is the same type of people. I guarantee it.
I'm saying the same type of men that are scared to wash dishes or load the dishwasher because it looks less manly. It makes you less of a man if you know how to wash dishes. No. You just a dirty motherfucker with dirty dishes. Sorry.
And then on top of that, the fact that they feel like this is something that white people are just doing to black people is even worse because I hate it for everybody that says it because it makes all of us look stupid. Because it makes all of us, when you say that shit, it makes all of us look dumb. Because you look dumb. And then when you say it around other folks, when you say it around white people, you represent us.
You represent us, and your words are our words.
And then it's certain white people that think, well, this is how black people think. They think that we out there making their stars and stuff wear dresses to try to make them look more feminine, to try to get them to die out, like to try to make them gay. Like, that's stupid. Like, they forget about the fact that Robin Williams, one of his most successful movies was him dressed up as a woman for like half the damn movie in Mrs. Doubtfire. Fucking Jim Carrey. I don't think he ever had a movie like that, but he had on a skirt in one of them Ace Ventura Pet Detective movies. Not a skirt, a tutu. Like, because he's real good at prop comedy.
Yeah. He's right. What is it? Adam Sandler did Jack and played his sister.
Right. Brokeback Mountain. The two actors that was in Brokeback Mountain, one of them is one of the biggest actors in Hollywood right now. And nobody, like, you don't see white people coming at him like, oh my God, you such a coon for playing a gay cowboy in a movie.
That makes zero sense. You sound dumb.
We fuck ourselves up. Cause we come up with all that, we outthink ourselves. We overthink and overanalyze shit. And we think everybody be out to get us. And some, there are people that, there are times where that's true, but this ain't one of them. Like, no, take that shit for what it is. If it's a movie, they portraying characters. If somebody's in a movie, I think Ving Rhames, I never did see the movie, but I saw a clip of it on Facebook or something like that. It was Ving Rhames and what is his name? It's a white guy. What is his name? It was him and two other guys in a movie, and they were playing cross-dressers. It was the cross-dressers or like drag queens or something like that. And people was talking shit about Ving Rhames. It was like he's just portraying a character. Just the character just so happened to be a cross-dresser, a drag queen. Like, and most of this started before this point, but it got heightened when Dave Chappelle was on Oprah. And you've seen the clip. I know you've seen the clip. Dave Chappelle was on Oprah, and he was talking to her about when he was on, I think he was on Blue Street, in that movie with Martin Lawrence. And there was a part in the movie where I think he was, like, Martin's character sent him to go distract some people, and they wanted him, the producers wanted him to do this part of the movie and wear, like, a dress. And he didn't want to wear the dress. So he told him, I'm not putting on a dress. And they kept coming back to his trailer, trying to offer him different things, like more money or something like that, to wear a dress. He kept telling them, no, I don't want to wear the dress. And at the end, he was like, you got to take a stand. But I don't think he meant it the way people took it. People took it like, oh, now, you know, they trying to do that to all our stars. Like, they trying to do that to all our stars. Yeah, he just didn't want to wear a dress. It's not a conspiracy. Well, all the white Hollywood producers trying to get black guys to wear dresses and be gay in movies. Like,
no,
he just didn't want to wear a dress, and that's his right. He don't have to. If he don't want to wear that, he ain't got to wear it. Just like women in Hollywood don't always want to do sex scenes, and they don't have to if they don't want to.
Yeah,
like, but half of them still do it
because it pays great money, pays graciously.
Like Dave Chappelle don't have to wear dresses in movies and stuff to get to be as big a star as he is, and that's cool. But don't start talking about the other ones that do, because that don't necessarily make them gay. Tyler Perry ain't gay because he dressed alike, but there he funny as hell. Nobody else can do that part. Nobody else. Think of anybody else in the world right now that could be Madea and be as funny as Tyler Perry as Madea. Nobody.
Nobody. Honestly, nobody. Even back
then.
That's
why he does it, because he does a good job of it.
And I think, like, he's straight.
Yeah, like, far as I know, he's straight. But even if he wasn't, him doing that don't make him gay. It don't make other people look, well, I guess it made the stupid people look at him as gay.
Honestly, he's still playing.
He's on tour right now. He said this is last time playing Madea.
No.
Yeah. This tour, what he's doing right now, because he's doing plays. He said this is his very last time playing Madea. He's not doing it no more after this. So he's probably gonna come out with a DVD. With one of the shows, it's probably gonna be hilarious.
To be honest,
I like the plays better than I like the TV shows. I mean, the movies.
I like the plays too. I don't know. Yeah. It's probably because they have more gospel and more storyline, more jokes in there. I like the plays.
Yeah, but it's like we gotta stop doing that, man. Like. No, enjoy things for what they are. Enjoy when you see somebody. If it's funny to you when you see Martin on TV, like I said, people pick and choose. Black folks, we pick and choose what we want to be upset about. Like Martin spent how long did he have that show, that TV show? He spent pretty much that entire time, all those seasons on that show, dressing up like two different women, his mom and his neighbor. And nobody had no issue with it. We laughed at it because it was funny. It was great. We shouldn't have had an issue with it. But it's like today, now, people want to be upset about something so bad. They want to be so upset about something all the time. Now, Boys Kojo get on TV with a dress on. It's supposed to be just as funny as Martin when he was doing it. But now, he gay.
Trying to make it seem like everything's against black people. Like everything's against us. Everything's like a thousand cuts to her soul because we're trying to. Like, nobody's trying to pick us up. We are the biggest like race to bash our own people.
Yeah.
To pull old people down and be like, nah, you gay. Nah, you shouldn't be doing that. Nah, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, can't you just be happy at his success? Hey, that's funny. Share it.
Right. If you don't find it funny, because everybody not going to find everything funny. If you don't find it funny, then okay, just move on. There's a lot of stuff black people do I don't find funny. I'm not, just all right. I ain't upset by it. It just ain't funny. So I just move on. I don't need to go spread the gospel on how not funny it is and how it's pulling us, how I feel like it's holding us back as black people, because somebody not doing something that I feel like is not good. Because it's like, okay, I'm an individual. That's, if he want to do that, that's fine. That's what he want to do.
Like in the band sticker, like, haha, black men wearing swimming clothing? No, banned. Banned. Forever banned. Nope. We're not for
like,
it.
If we can get rid of that fake ass masculinity and shit, we'll be fine. Black men will be fine. I feel like we gotta get rid of that fake ass masculinity. Like you gotta be like this, and to be a man or to be a king. It's, no. You can be however the fuck you want to be. Just make sure you contribute into society, and you ain't fucking with nobody else shit. Mind your own business. And then you'll be fine.
Like, second that notion.
Like, don't just, that's it. Like, you can wear what the fuck you want to wear. Like, I really believe, like, it don't matter what I got on. I go to work all day in a skirt. Guess what? I'm still going to be straight after that. My penis is still going to get hard when I see naked women. It's still going to happen. Trust me, it's not going to change. It's not like the penis is going to look up and say, oh, you got a skirt on? Well, I guess I don't work no more.
No. Yeah, I don't think that's not how shit works. No, it's
be like,
just
I
not.
Guess we changed. Be like, I guess we changed our minds then. I guess, like, no, it still works.
Sex. Yeah.
My brain is going to still want women. It's not going to change anything. Not like you sold out. You're not selling out. They were saying that too. Like, oh, he sold out. He doing it for the money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You man, sold out. It's entertainment. It's for the entertain people. If people are actually entertained, good fucking job. That's what your goal was.
Well, their job is to sell out because they are. I was like, they are the entertainment industry. They sell their souls. That's what their job is.
I wouldn't even say they sell their souls. It was probably like that once upon a time, but you sell your soul when you do something for money that you wouldn't do if you had the money already. You see what I'm saying?
I guess you're right.
Like, that's when you sell your soul. If you doing something for money that somebody else wouldn't do for money, fuck them. They wouldn't do it for that money. If you was off, if you doing something, you would. If you doing something right now for money that you would do for free, you're not selling out. That's what people don't understand. There's a lot of different words that people use all the time that they don't know the fucking meaning to. When I was in the Navy, and yes, I'm telling you right now, if you listen to this and you used to be in the Navy with me, I'm calling your motherfucking ass out right now. There's a lot of people in the Navy that use the word snitch and don't know what the fuck it means. They have no idea. They think snitching is when somebody sees something that somebody ain't supposed to be doing and they go tell, that's snitching. No, the fuck is not. If I see you doing some shit you ain't got no goddamn business doing and I go tell some motherfuckers, then you just was doing some shit you ain't had no business doing. You shouldn't have been doing it. That ain't snitching. Snitching would be if I was doing that shit with you and I got caught and I told what he was doing it too, that's snitching. That's what that is.
That's definitely snitching.
If I see two people get murdered down the street and I was minding my business, hell, and I go tell the police, that's not snitching. That means the motherfuckers ain't got no business murdering nobody. But if I help them, murder that person and then I get caught one day and they go, why did you murder that person? And I go, well, shit. Jim and Tommy was with me. They helped me do it. That's snitching.
Nigga's a rat.
That's what that is. Ain't no fucking because the crazy part about it is if you was the one that murdered that person, you wouldn't want nobody to know. But if that person that got murdered, if you weren't there and that was like your cousin or somebody you knew, somebody you cared about, you would want somebody to snitch. You would want somebody to say something.
Pretty much. I mean, that's human nature.
Start looking up fucking words. Before you start spitting them out every goddamn where, like, stop hollering about somebody sold their soul or sold out because they did some shit that you wouldn't do. They'd probably be doing. Chances are, if they real good at it, they probably would be doing that shit anyway for free.
Tyler Perry.
It's a lot of strippers in Atlanta right now. And the crazy thing about strippers, people think that strippers, people think every stripper does that job. People think every stripper is a stripper simply because they just need the money and had no other way to get the money. Not today. Not today.
I wouldn't say, like, today they got the body for it, they want to show it sometimes.
Yeah, man. 9 times out of 10, a stripper or a porn star today is doing that shit just because they want to do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you can tell most of the time if it's a porn star or a stripper and she and you dating her or you just know her or whatever and she tell you she don't want to have kids, I would say 9 times out of 10, she doing that shit because she want to do it. Because she don't mind showing her body and it make more money than going trying to fill out an application at Walmart. Or working in an office or something like that. Like, she not doing it just because she need to. If she wanted to, she could go and get any regular job. But she probably just would want to do that. Because 9 times, like, go on Instagram. It's a lot of women I follow on Instagram that I didn't know were strippers. And I found out later on was strippers. And half of them in Atlanta. And they be riding fucking Mercedes and all kinds of cars. They be knowing different celebrities and stuff, because they come in their club all the time and shit. 9 times out of 10, if they weren't making that kind of money, they probably would have a regular job, and they'll probably be the neighborhood freak.
Mm-hmm. I don't have, like, stripper friends. I be seeing them all on IG. They be loving themselves, loving their body, and I don't know. I feel like...
Yeah.
Cardi B is like the spokeswoman for strippers. Like, she don't care. She own it. Yeah, she was a stripper. Same thing with what's her name? Freaking.
But you can tell that she didn't necessarily want to be a stripper because she not a stripper no more.
Well, she
wanted to see no more.
She been wanting to be a rapper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's. She probably should because she had to do it. Because most of the time, if a stripper is doing it just because they have to do it, then they doing other shit on the side too. They just go to work when they had to go to that club and strip. They just go to work, do their job, go back home.
Pretty much.
I don't know. People like to call strippers whores and think that they just do, like, no, they doing that shit because they love to do this shit because they're good at it. Like, they actually is. Some people are listening to this right now. Like, what you mean is they good at it. How good do you have to be to just take your clothes off and dance? Nah. Go to Atlanta and watch some of them strippers. That shit is more than just taking their clothes off and just dancing.
Doing the freaking helicopter on body.
Yeah.
Being extra.
Doing
splits on splits with three bitches on a pole. Like,
right.
Like, they are putting in work. Extra work.
I feel like I just came up with a whole nother segment right now. I don't know what I'm going to title this, but we are way too ignorant of everything. Like, I feel like way back when I was younger, people were more knowledgeable about the things that they said before they said it. Today, everybody got an opinion. Everybody got something to say. And half of the time, people interpret stuff and they be wrong, like completely wrong.
Because they never get the right information, nor do they check their information that they say. Like, I hear so many times that people be like, oh, slavery ended 400 years ago. But like, no. It didn't. It was just 200 years ago. And then there was segregation.
It lasted for 400 years.
It lasted for 400 years, yes. Yeah. More than 400 years ago. Like, you hear people say, oh, slavery was 400 years ago. No, honey. It lasted, but it wasn't 400 years ago. It was like 200. And then, you know, we still didn't have rights. So,
Segregation and slavery is very recent in human history.
You know, segregation was only like, you know, 50 years ago. So, you know, say hi to grandma. She'll remember those days.
Right.
So she'll remember all that, you know, segregation and whatnot. But you know, they pull out information out the ass and think that if they say it loud enough, or if they yell at you at it, it will make it right or make it valid. Like, no, you still very wrong.
I don't know, man. They say those who are ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it. I think that's how it goes. It's probably not exactly how it goes, but hell yeah, I know what I'm talking about. and people don't pay attention to history, and they don't pay attention to words. I try to put that in a nice way. It's not a nice way to put that. Like, people don't pay attention to words. And don't try to even sit down and think about the meaning of it. Like, it's so many people I've talked to in the Navy and out who I had to explain why Black people say nigga to each other, and they don't understand it. And some of them are Black people, and they try to tell you why Black people say nigga to each other because they think that it just started with rappers because it just sounded good. It's like, nah. Mm-hmm. No, I can tell you right now without even knowing the full history of it, I can tell you right now why Black people started saying nigga to each other, why Black people started calling each other nigga. And it will make perfect sense because I sat down and thought about it. I didn't just regurgitate that shit one day. They tried to kill the word. I can tell you right now, some Black people were sitting around somewhere and was like, they keep calling us nigga. And the only reason they call us that is because it's the same reason any bully would pick on somebody at school, because they react to it.
Yep.
People call you nigga because they know it's gonna make you mad. So the only solution is not to make them, not to keep them from calling you nigga. It's to keep you from. The only solution is to not get mad about it. How do you not? How do you when a word when somebody can say a word to you and that word can make you mad? The only way to keep from getting mad when you hear that word is to change the meaning of the word.
Pretty much.
And if you ever heard anybody talk about whenever they was on a commercial set or a movie set or a TV show or something like that, and they'll tell you, like, I said this line so many times, or I said this word so many times, it lost all its meaning. Same thing with the word nigga.
Pretty much.
Like, if we are heard saying, oh, that's my nigga right there, then my niggas over there, and we change the word and we turn it into a term of endearment, then
it takes all the negativity out.
Right. That way, white people come up to you and go, oh, fucking nigga. If we just look at them and laugh, they're going to have to find something else.
Yep, pretty much.
They're going to have to find something, like, they don't even get mad about this shit no more. But as long as we keep getting mad about this shit, as long as we keep telling each other, oh, I'm not going to say nigga no more, you should stop saying nigga. As long as we keep doing that shit, the shit gonna always be alive. It's gonna always, they're gonna always be able to use that and call people nigga. Cause they know we're gonna keep getting mad about it.
I feel like it's something that, I don't know, it hits home sometimes when someone else calls you it, mainly because you know it's not coming from a place of endearment. The same thing that, like, how some women get upset when you call them a bitch or you call them a crazy. Like, it's not, like, I say bitch all the time. Like, I call my friend bitch. Like, we use that word so often. But if a stranger upset at me and was like, you bitch, like, fuck you, bitch, I'd be like, excuse you. I'll fuck you up. Like, it's not, because I know it's not from a place of endearment. I already know that I'm not offended by that word. It's the fact that I know for a fact that you meant it as an insult. You meant it as an insult, and it didn't come from a warm, loving place. It didn't come from an endearment. I know that you took that word and you used it as daggers, and that's how it felt.
See, I thought about that too. And to me, the fact that I know that somebody would be saying that to me, and it would be pretty much, they saying it as an insult, like that's what it was intended for, that mm-hmm. would make me more in control of my anger than anything. I'm like, you saying that, trying to make me mad. I'm not even getting mad. Like, this happens. I play video games online. This happens more often to me and my friends when we playing together online. More often than not, it happened when we used to play Call of Duty, and we'd beat a team on Call of Duty, and they probably have some white boys on, and they'll hear us talking to each other, and they'll hear that we black, and they'll go for the first thing that they feel like will make us mad, because they want us to feel just like them. They pissed off because we keep beating their ass. So they want us to be pissed off. But they can't piss us off by beating us because they can't win. So they go straight to the word nigga. Sound like a bunch of niggas. And a while ago when we first started playing, we would get mad and they would talk shit to them. But then I shit you not, I'm absolutely not making this up. After I had this revelation that I just shared, one day, dude called his nigga. All my friends got mad. I told him, I said, hey, I'll calm down, hold on. And I asked him, I said, bro, what do you feel like you gaining by calling us there? All we're going to do is start this next game, because we was in the pregame, like, we just waiting for the next game. We're getting ready to play that same team again. Like, all we're going to do, you can call us nigga. It's not going to make you play any better. It's not going to make us play any worse. All we're going to do is start this next game and beat y'all even worse. It's not changing anything. Like, what do you think you accomplished about it? He was like, you know what, man, be honest with you. I was just trying to make y'all mad. I was like, well, that's not going to happen, bro. At least not with me. They probably still going to get mad. I don't get mad at that shit no more because it's just a word.
Well, I wouldn't be able to get mad at that word mainly because, especially with gaming, you learn to, I don't know, like any insult doesn't hit home anymore. Like, you can't say anything that'd be like, oh, I'm mad, like, fuck you, da, 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 da. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I'm still chilling.
Yeah.
At night, I'm going to still turn the Xbox off, and then it's going to turn right back on when I get home from work. You ain't changing my day or my mood.
That's why, and that demeanor that I have is part of, I use that in my real life, and that's the reason, that's part of the reason why when I'm at my store, and we get an unruly customer and somebody else dealing with them, they just come find me. Like, no lie. They come straight to me like, Larry, go handle them out there, man. Because they know I'm just going to talk. Like, they can say whatever they want to say about me. I'm just going, all right. But we can't do that. Nah, we can't get your money back. I'm sorry, man. We can't do that. You want the customer service number? Here you go. This the number right here. You want my name? Here you go. Let me hold my name up. You hold my badge up so you can see it a little clearer. So you can really tell them what my name is. Like I don't, stuff like that don't make me mad no more. Cause if you think about it, white people call each other nigga. Who gonna get mad? Nobody.
Nope,
if I call you a honky or a cracker, you probably laugh in my face. Cause it's just words. It's all about the intent. But the, even then, if you know the intent, if you know somebody just saying some shit just to make you mad, why would you? Once you get mad, then they win. Especially yeah. if you like us and you play games online. A lot of the time, people get bored. They don't even play the game to actually play the game. They don't play the game to win. They play and just get on the mic and just do stuff to make people mad because they get off on other people getting mad, on hearing people get mad.
Which is funny sometimes.
It's funny. I like it too, but I would rather make somebody mad by being good at the game. I'm not going to get on and just say something to make somebody mad. Because to me, that's cheap. I mean, when people get mad because I just beat their ass on a video game. That's what I like.
Go in there and just sit or, you know, fuck with the other teammate. Make friends with the other teammate. Don't participate.
Like that type of stuff, I don't get it. Like, that's one we're gonna have to table for another discussion because I felt like getting that on my chest tonight about the N-word and all that.
A lot going on with our race. I mean, there's a whole topic. I feel like there's a whole mixing pot of things we could say.
We could do a whole show on our race, like an entire show.
I'm pretty sure of it. Like it could go on for a good 2 hours.
I don't like this. I don't like that. Like.
Especially with the fashion industry, woo, boy, doing a lot for attention.
I'm not gonna do it though because I don't know. I might still do it just to bring the attention onto this podcast because it's gonna be a lot of people, especially down here in Alabama, that will hear this and will be like, no, I don't like him. I don't like him at all. Especially with what I said about Jordans, I know that's gonna hit home for a lot of people that watch that listen to this episode. Right?
He has opinions. I don't like it.
Cause I can't share them opinion about the Jordans. I can't share them opinions in the store because not number one, nobody's gonna pay attention to it. Number two, people will get upset. The people that do listen to it will get upset.
People be like, nigga, the door, get out. You don't belong here.
And I and you know, I'm at work, so I need people to buy shoes. So
just not Jordan. Stop buying
Jordan. I don't even care about them buying Jordans. I just want people to buy what they like. Just go in the shoe store and just be like me. I tried to avoid saying it, but just fuck it. Just be like me. Go in the store and look around and buy what you like. Don't buy the Jordans because they Jordans.
Buy sneakers that are comfortable and you like them. Put them on and they fit. That should be your only concern. And they're efficient or, you know, they're in your price range. I know fucking 12 boxes of Jordans, knowing damn well you can't afford 12 boxes. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, let's table that until the next episode. Let's save something for the next episode. As always, you can follow me on Instagram, The Big Guns, The Wiggler, or on Facebook, Larry Merchant on Facebook. If you want to be a part of the show, let me know. If you got any statement you want to make, any comment, anything you want to comment on what we discussed tonight on this episode, you can hit me up on Anchor if you got Anchor, or if you want to, you can hit me up on Instagram or on Facebook. It'd be better to do it on Facebook because we can discuss in the comments. So I'll leave a link for this show on Facebook so that people can listen. We're going to try to do some video chats. I think that would be a good idea, a video chat on Facebook or on Instagram. And get some of y'all to comment like in real time so that we can respond to you in real time and involve y'all in the conversation, in the discussion and stuff. I think that would be a good idea if we get enough people that actually want to do it. Let me know, let one of us know if you would like to do that.
You can hit me up on IG. My Instagram is NikkiBunning91. Or, you know, on Facebook, that's Nikki Jackson. Simple. Plain and easy.
If you have a radio show and you need somebody with a voice like mine, don't be shy. Hit me up. I will bring my talents to your show.
The voice man whore, as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, I pimp my voice out. For however much money I do commercials too. I'm pretty sure you'll hear a commercial, the commercial I did at the beginning of this show. So if you need me to do commercials, I'm here. I'm your guy.
It's a pleading, but I'm not really too serious.
But yeah, hit me up. Hit both of us up. And we'll see you next time.